A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah Yud Zayin, Sukkah 17a, pagination page 33, starting from the Mishnah on the very top. We touched on this yesterday, but there are two cases in the Mishnah, and from that we will springboard into the Gemara. So the first case is, Hirchikis ha-sikuch min ha-defano shlosh ha-tfachim psula. If you distanced the schach from the walls by three tfachim, it's possible. If you're less than three tfachim within the wall, near the wall, that's fine, because that's lavud, and there's a tolerance, it's close enough. But if you're three tfachim away, it's possible, because the schach that you're dealing with does not have a wall, the wall's not close enough. And we're dealing with this gap of avir, of space, by the wall. Let's move on to the second case. Bayish and Nifchas, there's a house that caved in, Vesika Chagabov, and in the gap that the roof leaves as it caves in, they put Schach. The question is, where are your walls? Because it's only the middle of the room that caved in. So, Im Yesh Menakosa Lesika Charba Amos Psula. If there's a distance from the Schach to the walls of the room, four amos, no good. But if it's less than four amos, it's fine. And this is the principle called dofen akuma, that we say that the wall going up continues on an angle, 90 degree angle, but it continues.
Which we might even call the ceiling.
And the ceiling is part of the wall. Until Dalet Amos, you're allowed to do that. And what is accomplished is that the schach that you have mid-room now has walls, because the walls of the room are within 4 Amos of the schach.
The real walls of the room.
The real walls of the room, the original walls of the room, will function as walls for your sukkah. Now, there are people who are very creative, and they put in skylights that actually open like windows, but instead of being in your wall, they're in your ceiling, and they ratchet open these windows, and they have a gorgeous sukkah in their dining room. And it's possible. You do your calculation, you use the walls of the room.
Dalet Amos,
though? Dalet Amos, up to Dalet Amos, you just got to make sure that people are sitting under the schach. If they start leaning back too much, they're not in the sukkah anymore. They're underneath a wall. How do you like that? Okay. Let's skip down in the Gemara. About 10 lines down, in the middle of a line, towards the end of a line, Amar Rabba Ashkach Tinhu. And what Rabba wants to do is extrapolate from this Mishnah what the dimensions of gap would be in the middle of a sukkah. Keep in mind that the two cases of our Mishnah were dealing along a wall. There was a gap of ear space up to three tvachim, or there was bad schach there, a ceiling, metal rods. And in that case, the Mishnah allowed you until Dalet Amos, because we say a bent wall, dofen akuma. Rabba wants to know, what would happen in the middle of a sukkah? Down the middle. I have a nice big sukkah on one side, a nice big sukkah on the other side. But my problem is that I only have two walls on one side, and two walls on the other side. The fourth wall apparently was left open. It's a very large open wall. And if you can combine the sukkah, you're going to have your requisite three walls. And if you don't combine the sukkah, you only have two walls and it's possible. He wants to know, this gap going down the middle of a three-wall sukkah, how big does it have to be invalidating the sukkah? Or phrased differently, how small can it be, does it have to be, in order to make it one unified sukkah?
What is the nature of the gap?
So you're either running down the middle of the sukkah with avir, ear space.
Yeah, schach here, schach here, and there's a space
there's
between
ear
them.
Space down the whole middle.
Okay.
Or there's bad schach in the middle. Beams.
Mm-hmm, fine.
Nailed down, metal, whatever. Okay. So again, when it was at the wall, we knew what to do. That's a Mishnah. There's nothing to talk about. Your dimensions are 3 tfachim for space, 4 amos, like 7 feet, for bad schach. What happens if it's in the middle? So I'll give you, just you should be aware, the way we paskin is like those who argue with Rabbah, even though he's the narrator. But we paskin like the other shita, the one he's arguing with. We paskin that the avir is the same. 3 tfachim is the same amount, because that's the concept of lavud. There's a gap there, and we make believe there's no gap, because lavud, it's a tolerance of, it's as if it's connected. But when it comes to bad schach, even though at the edge of a sukkah we set a bent wall and we allowed you until dalet amos, but if it's in the middle of a sukkah, a interference in the schach, of bad schach, you're only going to be allowed until 4 tfachim. So you're dealing more in the range of 12 inches type of thing, rather in the range of 7 feet type of thing. It's a very different shita. Let's see the machlokas. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Ashkach tinu l'rabbanan devei Rav, I encountered the rabbis of Rav's Beis Medrash. Deyasvi v'ko Amri, they were sitting and they were saying, Avir poso b'shlosha, space is 3 tvachim. Schach poso b'arba'o. But bad schach is 4 tefachim. V'amina luhu ano, and I said to them, Avir deposa b'shlosha mina luhu, how do you know that 3 tefachim is a problem if it's space? D'tanan, you're based on our Mishnah. Hirchikis asiguch mina d'fana shlosha tefachim psula, that 3 tefachim away from the wall is possible, that's a case of our Mishnah. Great, I know your source. But schach possel nami. But if you're looking at our Mishnah for guidance, so when you have bad schach, why don't you do the same thing? Take guidance from the Mishnah. Nami lo lifsa lo ba arba amos. In the middle of your sukkah, you should only invalidate it if it's 4 amos of bad sukkah, schach. Detanan, because our Mishnah said, the ceiling caved in and they replaced it with good schach. Im yesh bin asikach likosa dalat amos psula. The limitation, the parameters are 4 amos. So why don't you do that in the middle of a sukkah too? Va'amruli, and they answered me, bar mine de'ahi. Don't give me that. That's not a good comparison. With the exclusion of that case. Yeah? De'ravu shmol amri tavayim ishim dofen akuma naguba, because that only works by a wall. You could say a bent wall. You can't say bent. I mean, there's an interference here. And therefore, interference is 4 tfachim. Because 4 tfachim, we know, is the classification of a space. A space in halacha is 4 tfachim. We find by Shabbos, for example, a hanacha is on an area that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. That's considered a space. So they ruled that Dofen Akuma only works by a wall. You can only have a bent wall by a wall. And otherwise, 4 tfachim is going to pass all the sukkah. Va'amina luhu ana, Rabba continues the story and he says, I had a fascinating argument against their position. What's his argument? Ma ilu ikas chach posel pochos me arba'o. Imagine you had a case with this bad schach, but it's less than 4. So your sukkah's still good. Bad schach, metal rods, but it's less than 4 tfachim, so it's not a space of its own. It's not going to interrupt the sukkah. You still have a good sukkah. And right next to it, va'avir pochos mishlosha. And right next to it is airspace of less than 3. Okay, it's still kosher, because less than 3, still good. My, kshera, it's good. Okay, listen to this. Malye b'shfudim.
You can sit under that air.
That's a different question. That's an interesting question, but it's still going to give you your walls. That's all I'm after right now. Malye b'shfudim. Now I fill in the airspace with metal rods. My, what happens? Oh, psula, because now I have 4 tfachim of bad tzchach. Asks Rabbah, v'lo yeh yavir haposo b'shlosha, kischach posel haposel be'arba'ah. How could it be that airspace is more lenient than bad tzchach? Airspace is only 3 tfachim in allowance. Less than 3 tfachim will still be kosher. Bad tzchach is an allowance of 4 tfachim. So airspace seems to be worse. It has a lesser shear. And now you're telling me that until now there was airspace there and the sukkah was kosher. And then I fill it in with something that's supposed to be less strict. Metal. And it passes the sukkah. Rab was saying, I don't understand. Metal's supposed to make it better. It's a 4 tfachim allowance. Va'amru li, and they told me back, Ihachi l'didach nami, let's follow your opinion. Da amrit, you're telling me, schach posa posa ba'arba amos. You allow even 4 amos in the middle of a sukkah. So they asked him back, ma'ilu ika, I'll make the same scenario that is just under the amount to pasel based on metal rods, just less than 4 amos. And you had space next to it of less than 3 tfachim. He's holding 4 amos.
By the Tov and Akuma.
In the middle. No, he holds 4 amos in the middle. He holds, that's what he holds. He holds it's the same amount. Huh. So they're saying to him, okay, so do your cute nifty trick here. And it's going to be the same thing. You're not any better than we are. You have less than 4 amos. You have space less than 3 tfachim. And then you add rods. It's going to passel it. Why is your opinion better than ours? And he answered a fascinating thing. He said, because 4 amos and 3 tfachim are so clearly different numbers that they're working with different logics and different numbers, and you can't combine them. If we wanted to compare this, remember in the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, we discussed eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. They don't join. They're 2 different things. So Rabba argues, well, 4 amos of bad tzchach, in my opinion, and 3 tvachim of space, they don't combine. They're 2 totally different things. And therefore, there's nothing wrong when you finally get the requisite amount or the negative amount of metal rods, it's going to be compulsory. But Rabbi says, but I don't understand your opinion because 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim seem to be the same logic. And how could it be that it's more strict and then it becomes less strict? What's going on? We paskin like that other shita, 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim. So the Ritva gives an answer, and he says, just like Rabba holds that Dalid Amos and 3 Tvachim are 2 different shitas, 2 different logics, so 3 Tvachim and 4 Tvachim are also 2 totally different logics, because the Avir, the space, which is the 3 Tvachim, has to do with Haflaga, that there's a gap. And if it's less than Lavud, then I make believe it's connected. It has to do with haflaga, with space. Whereas, schach posel is not a gap in your schach. There's something there. The problem is that there's a distinct amount of posel schach. And that only applies if there's a distinct amount of posel schach. And they would respond to Rabbah that either you have the posel schach in a significant amount, or you have the space in a gap that's too big. But that's correct. if you have one and not the other, it's going to be kosher. If you start filling it in, so then fine. It's like eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. If you drink more, it's going to be an Isser. If you eat more, it's going to be an Isser. But the two independently are indeed separate. Okay? Creative. Yashay Koach. Have a great evening.